I'm just going to. I'm really going to start with what should have been less nikkudi, but I want to make sure it doesn't get cut off if we run late. Is that I'm sure everybody knows that there's some tomorrow and Sunday are off. Monday we're studying in the sugya. I want everyone to come back with a new chadshus and a new chizuk, and it shouldn't be like it's the end of a long winter zman. It should be like the beginning of a new zman. It's chayur beis. And whatever, also make a little chizuk and, you know, shmir starim or whatever it is. And, you know, people tear this at the beginning of the zman and babies and whatever it is. And I've missed luck the last couple of weeks. But you know, I'm speaking to myself also. The Bezush and next, we'll start off Monday with the new kibbutz at the beginning of the zman. Not just like the first week of the zman.
What's the kibbutz
this time? Bezush and Kufechas. Nice. Fine, so I want to speak on two different groups. One, the end of the sugya, one at the end of the siman, and one in the beginning. Start with the end. And Sif Nun Dalad, actually, does anyone have a Shulchan Aruch here? I didn't bring the Lashon here. Begin to say, okay, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch says that Ein Vestay, Ein Miksab in Vestay, Schutz mi Kisme Eid HaBaduk. But Ucharitz Mavur in Shulchan Aruch, the Kisme Eid HaBaduk, which means a Bedika, has vestas from it. Now, I know we're not living vestas yet, but it's the gay here. So, Mechaira is Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, that if someone makes a bedika, let's say, take typical case, in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim, lady makes a bedika, she finds dam. So it's now 10 days, let's say, since her period started. She now has a vestas of 10 days. As the son of the Beishleim points out, that I've never heard of anyone being matched for such a thing. And Mechaira is right, Mechaira, the minig is not to be machmir for. The question is why, where is the minig right? Let's try to see what there's in the sugya. So if we start, the Makar Dvarim is from arriving in Ramban. Arriving in Bali Nefesh, Ramban and Halachas. They both say that the Eid HaBoduk does have vestas. Vahareyu Kiri, they use the lotion of the Ksonim does not have vestas, even if she saw three Ksonim in the same day. However, Eid HaBoduk, if she saw three, it is a Kviyas Vestas. Now, Uchari, because in Mitzvah, they mentioned Davka 3, but it's a chance, Lafuke Ksonim, where the Chiddush is even 3 is not Kriveya. Shall I hear if you even 1 or Davka 3? But then they end off saying, and a Badika Harehu Kiri'io Lachol Dover. So, Uchari, that's a pretty blanket statement. They're saying a Badika, and they're talking about the Indian of Vestas, and they say that a Badika is like a Ri'io Lachol Dover. So the Chayyur, the Raiv and the Ramban are clearly saying that even if Lady made one bedik and found dam, that creates new vessels.
It's possible to say that only after the Shiva Nikiyim that's going to make it Cheskosamayas Sogul, and that's Numayam.
That what? Are you going to say it's a Hemshech of the original Re'iyah?
Yeah. Only after she had Shiva Nikiyim.
Why should she tell you Shiva Nikiyim? Okay, that's really, you're right. That is one Nakuda that's brought up. And that's possibly a Vestas issue. There's another issue also that's brought up. But let's say it's after Shiva Nikiyim. Let's say
it makes more sense to say that it's already new Vestas. If she has
and let's say she made a Bedika Kaidim Tashmish a week after she went to the mikvah.
Yeah.
Also, why Shaman ladies count Vestas from such a thing? It's not so common to happen. I mean, this is not Shaykh Nidag on such a thing.
No, but from there, it's already possible to say, listen, she had a Riyah. It's a
vessel. I'm thinking a few people.
Yeah, it could be the main example. I'm saying it's more. Even with say she has a vessel for 10 days, it's a mistabel. That makes sense even
like that. The thing is, this, I'm okay, we'll see when we get more of vessels that the mice, we pass the law for the Nisha is Kaveh and vessels, even if we may need to be Mezibah. There is a nekudah, maybe if it was within 24 hours or 7 days after the original Re'iyah, Teichi may need a deraisa, it will be considered a hamshach of the original Re'iyah. There is
such a... Can you leave that a minute? It can be... Let me stop that the Shulchan Aruch said. The Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, let's say Paskin, did the Shulchan Aruch hold that any Re'iyah she had, B'shiva Nikiyim, in B'dikos, any journey B'dikos she had, for the Nuveses?
Pashas of the Shnei Shulchan Aruch.
So she had vessels in 2 days, and vessels in 3 days. Let's say she started on the first day of Shiva Nikiyim, and then on the fifth day again.
Yeah. Pashas, she's now 3 day vessels. And if we're going to paskin when we get to vessels, the Katsara, Oikra, Aruka, like the Shach, and whatever it is, now 3 days later, she's finished. She has nothing to worry about. She doesn't have to worry about the original.
Well, even that doesn't make sense, but
in the Vedas, it makes sense. In the Vedas, Vadis starts from the last three. Yeah.
So maybe we could find a way to explain the Shulchan Aruch only in the case that you know that it's not a Hemshech of the last time.
Okay, Logazakin. But I'm saying once you're talking about 10 days after the original Re'iyah, I think we'll find most places in the world that's not considered the Hemshech of the original Re'iyah. So, fine. So the son of the Beishleimit is Agais, and the Shut Beishleimit is the first one Lachari be Mo'ir, this problem that the Minog is not like what Lachari is Mufurish and Shulchan Aruch. And the Beishleimit himself said, Mufurish, take the Shulchan Aruch that from a B'dika there is a Kriyas Nasis. The son of the Mo'ir, we don't find anyone that's Chayshish for such a thing. He doesn't give any explanation for why not. He's just Mo'ir that it's a problem. Fine. So then there's a Hari B'Samim. The Hari B'Samim has a whole Shtikotariot. One of the Shtikotariot with Sfeikis and the Chazakas or whatever. Basically, he says a Svar. He doesn't come up with foolish to be matters or to be making in such a case. But he says a Svar like this. He says, his Shaila was the Indian Kuf Pei Zayin Sogi that we didn't see yet. But it's a similar Nakuda. And his shayla was Lady made a bedika leu tevila. What was his case? Okay, whatever. She's tevila leu tevila. She was mishamish and she found a bedika miyarach hapashish. So the halacha shulchan aruch pezayin is the next month she shouldn't be mishamish leu tevila because with chayshish she's going to see again machlis kashish leu tevila. You should wait till the next night, then it won't be the same, it won't be the same day. It won't be the night of Lil Tvila. So the Arabic Sun is clear. He says that maybe you can say like this, maybe every Badika is only a Safak Hargum. Well, actually, let's just go back one thing more, you say this thing, very basic, which I didn't see anyone Ba'ir, but what's the reason, what's the chiluk between Samim and Badika? Why is it that Samim does not have a Vesis, and Badika, according to Shulchan Aruch, does? And certainly a Re'iyah Gemura does. What's the Hiyanei Sabbath? L'chari, there's two options. Either you'll tell me that Ksavim is Derabbanan, and there's no Vestas from Derabbanan, only from Deraisas. Why would that be? So that's a shtickle similar to the Harei B'Sam says, I'll tell you his longness. Let me tell you the Harei B'Sam's longness, and then I'll go back to this. He says, the Harei B'Sam says like this. He says that every B'dika is only a Safek Hargosha. It's only a Safek if it's Deraisas. He's clearly learning that Nekuda Vestas is their ice. So Sofik if it's their ice.
Everyone takes
on a spot in their ice. What? Bedika? Most people take on Bedika as a Sofik their ice.
Because Sofik
is more than 20 years. And Anal. No, I don't
know. Only the Rambam Maharsi. See, the Tel explains the Rambam and they want like the Rambam.
Like the Rashba Mishra is a bias.
The Taz Mukherba
the Tel. The goes of Khurma. Not necessarily
me, but right. Vada. Not that I'm Vada, right? It's a Chashash, right?
So
it's a Tazi, then. So it's a Tazi, but that's a Tazi, so we're learning it's only a Sof. In the Rambam, we learn it's a Vada, right? But the Chayr, Allah...
Why is it like Tazi,
not Lagami, that's just the Yash of the Steer of the Tazis.
Right. So
Kitz, that was the Shai. He wanted to make on that case because he wanted to say that. He wanted to say it's a Sofik Hargut with Zagosha, and also. Sofik Ne'almo. What is Sofik Ne'almo?
You don't remember the case
of Cain,
Vadim Nagufo. Who is the Sofik
Ma'am? Right, but here he's talking about the Bedika. Okay.
That was the second.
Yes, he's what?
That was the second
of the Second of the Somebody else is saying, he wants to make a sixth. Then he wants to go on to even with the... What's going to be the next month? Every Vestas is really... Since we pass the Vestas throughout Roman, it's only a Sophic if she'll see on that day the next month. So the Mela, it's a Sophic if she had our brush, it's a Sophic if she's going to anyway see on this day again next month. So it's a Sophic throughout Roman, or it's a Sex Faker. He brings all these different svars. Gives the Pischa Zuta, brings it down, and wants to shtel tzu with the... You won't say, befrat, I invest she'enei kubu, so that's all good, but it's investes kavu, that now you can say that after three times, maybe it should be kivu vade she's going to see the next month, but by invest she'enei kavu, it's vade not more than a sofik. And so it's a sofik hargosh, and it's a sofik if she's going to see bechlau by invest she'enei kavu, so he says, vade could be make of him. The problem with this svar is that Bukhari is arguing on the Raven, the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch. It's a nice svar. It's a nice lomdasha. You say, Safik Chazaka, and the Safik Seika, and the Safik Rabbanim. But what do you do with the Raven, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch? Bukhari didn't hold with these svars. They're not Machalak. And his svar, he even wants to say, Ulai by Gimel Palm Divneku, and Zicha by Inekuru, is the Raven, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch were not Machalak between Gimel Palm and Hamachs. That's a problem. So that is, what's the assignment? By a kesem, if it's out to draw bottom. So what's going to be like this? Let's say a case, let's say Nisha, let's just for argument's sake, take like the Netash Hashulim or whatever. Let's say Lady Bismana Zeh had a Riyah Gemura, and she tells me, I vada have no hargosh. And she knows, she's a lady who's mukhzitas, or she lived 100 years ago when brave ladies had hargosh, and they were nebbled to say, I didn't have hargosh. Because she always had it. Every month she felt hargosh. This month she said, I know I probably didn't feel a hargosh. I was wide awake and I was paying attention. I know I didn't have the hargosh I have every month. So now she's only talking about Rabbanan, even though she did Riyah Gemura. Are you going to tell me there's no vestus from such a Riyah? I mean, in Kuf Pei Dal and Kuf Pei Tes, to the best of my memory, it never once mentions in Kol Dinei Vestus, Hirgisha V'Ros. But there's no Tanai mentioned anywhere in Ochas Vestas that the Tanai of Bibisar Chetargish Bibisar is a Tanai in Vestas. So that would be a Chiddush also. Mitzad Chedis, what are you going to say? Because Ksonim are Sofet Me'alma. So what is you want to say? Because it's only Sofet Me'alma. So Me'alma, then the Vestas. So but then what's going to be said by Kesem Vada Migufa? Kesem Vada Migufa, it's Vada Drabonim. And I feel often you're going to tell me that there are going to be vestas from them. It's going to be like a bedika, because they ate a bodak. It's also a chiddush. No one seems to mention such a chiluk. So the evidence is I didn't see anyone who addressed this directly. But luchayr, it's oimer darsheni. It's a tzorachim bodu. What is the nekuda that's mechalik between ksonim and kismei ate a bodak? Luchayr, it's shreda say it's the deraisi drabon, but it's shreda say that it's the vada meguf and sochet me'al. So that's something to keep in mind. I'm not 100%.
Point to the Rambam, maybe it could go. If of eight is a chazok, it's by Argosha.
Yeah.
So Argosha is considered an Omsharia.
Again, it's a chazok, but if the lady can tell me Bavada she didn't have Argosha.
She can't be by
eight. Let's say the Netesh Ashur.
What does he hold?
He holds that you shall lady can tell me that I was Mason Lev and I Bavada didn't have Argosha, Mishas Padika.
Can Dapko like that one sheet?
A number of places to bring it down.
How's
the rest? I suppose that would be bring as a tziruf more. But yeah, because it's not just an etash hashum, it's really a place to also say.
Because who says that each ain't a bodok?
Yeah.
Did a bodika found the grisba oid, even that there won't be count for vestas. Because that's also suffix alba.
Ain't a bodok?
Yeah, but someone had the svar said. The svar of that the kesem is malma, suffix malma.
Right.
So too would be h ain't a bodok. Even the shulchan aruch masked that h ain't a bodok that he found in grisba oid, which we are tame. Even that shulchan aruch masked that something won't divest us because it's suffix malma.
Well, is yosim igris suffix malma?
Yosim igris. It's not. We're not going to say that. It's not vada migufa. It's not vada.
It's suffix the right. Suffix.
It's Suffolk Malma. Even though we're not going to say Grisva Oid, I'm not even surprised about that. Even though Grisva Oid would have been Tamaher, only Grisva Oid, but still he calls it a Suffolk Malma, and therefore he would say that the Shulchan Aruch would not be,
would
not call it in this case, it should count for the rest of us. Well, this
is
that it's Suffolk Malma.
Yes. You can try to be Mavab, I'm just saying, I think that there's Lucher, a Shagra against both stones. We have to come up with some. Terrence, you want to bring a Rai in one way, but I'd say I'd Rai against that, so it's hard to...
It's
not Motsui, it's not Shchiach, but it's certainly possible. Isn't that what Shmuel's talking about?
Maybe.
I'd just have you from the Sarah. It's very dumb by Margosha, but there's always a mute. Even like the rabbin is, it's still a mute. There is such a thing, and if Nisha's Nebmonis, and she tells me she's never Margosha.
So even nowadays, if she's seen a master, and...
The problem is that this man is that no one can say Vada Elohir Gashti, because every month when they get the period, they don't think they were married.
It's still something.
Because there's a roi. The roi you put on it, a matzer comes from the hargosha. So anyway, you can't go la fuke that roi, we're going to say, is it's sekun al chazoka, so she's a chazoka, which is tamid
erez. It could be that the shodaram in kufi zayin,
you have to speak out the unusual case.
Yeah.
It could be, but the mamish, the whole kuf peidah, the whole kuf peitas, it never mentions once it's nigh that it has to be tamidereis. It's not a kasim, it's a re'ir. It's going to be re'ir drabonim, but it's a re'ir. Say it's possible. Anything's possible. I'm just saying it's. There's problems whichever way you're going to learn. And therefore, my point is there's problems. We can confirm the miyash of one way or the other, or say, one way is Machmas Doichik, and also maybe Rev Doichik and others. But it's a problem. It's a problem that I didn't see any sefer who mentioned it. I didn't see any sefer that came straight out and mentioned it. So it's the Pisco Zuta brings out the Svar of the Hari B'Sama and wants to use that to make or buy B'dika Pam Achas and say that this Shulchan Aruch is only being machmer by Shloish Shepanim. Ram Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention Shloish Shepanim. Who else was who talks about it? Let's see. This is what so then the Shegel Levi brings, he wants to bring a diuk from the Levush. The Lashon of the Levush is that he says, let's see. He says there's no vessels from Ksamim, chutz le'ed abodak, shemekanachas by gufa, shetmei bekoshu k'may re'ir, atzma, v'hadik re'ir l'choldomer, she'on rayim. Should be yom ze yotze dam mi gufa gimel pa'amim v'zeu vesta. So he wants to redact from the lashon of the levush that it's dam kishloish pa'amim. After we've seen three times that this is her kviyas vestas, now we're going to be choshish for the b'dika. But before that, we're not. I don't know if the diuk of the levush is muchach, his pasha is coming from the lashon of the rabbi Ramban, who really brought Shloisha Pa'amim more lafuke ksadim that even after Shloisha Pa'amim we're not chayshish for it. So the Lashon Levush, let's say, is even a little more medoyed, but still, if it's a Levush connected the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch is clearly coming from the Lashon of the Ramban and the Ra'ivin, so we'll be sure to take the Levush against Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban and the Ra'ivin. Well, so then it seems so. Even though Sheikh Levi brings this deal, but the Sheikh Levi lechatchil is not. And at first, it seems this, the way they usually bring it down. The Sheikh Levi is the yachid who's machmir, and even on that, Avnei Shem says a couple of times bring down that the Oyus Yitzchok, this Tzabi heard from him Balpeh that he really is making lemaisi. He doesn't even say to be machmir lechatchil. But it's not so posh because the Chayyim Sheikh Levi is not a das yachid. Chutzani, first of all, doesn't when he brings down the suy, when he brings down Nun Dalad, and then you can medayik when it doesn't say the Chutzani, but he brings the Dinah Shaykh and Shulchan Aruch that Ksonim don't have you're not chayshish for, and a Bedika, you are chayshish for Vessels. He doesn't bring it only after three times, he doesn't bring the Yesh Mekilim, he just brings it Kamay Shekhazim and Shulchan Aruch, so Lucharit's Mashmo, that he's Mashmo again.
Is there anyone who's chayshish for Shulchan Aruch that we're talking only before the vessels comes, so if she found it in for Bedika, so we already brings the vessels earlier. Let's say vessels came on Sunday and Shabbos she already had Ksamim, so that won't make the vessels from Shabbos. But if she did a Bedika, that would.
That's a whole different issue though. Here, Lachar is mashmi even if it wasn't the day before.
No, I'm saying. Is that written somewhere?
That's a separate halacha. That's a separate halacha in the Hilchos Vessels. We'll get to that Nakuda later. Igris Moshe also. Igris Moshe says. Igris Moshe talks about your case. Igris Moshe brings in that case where she made a found dam with Bedik and the next day she saw dam. He says it's Mavur at the end of Simon Kuf Tzadi. that there's even a vessel she'ena kavua from a bedika. But he says, but not nein she'ena bodek, because Moshe says, not by nein she'ena bodek.
Maybe that's
when he understood Shulchan Aruch. Because Moshe, Chilu Beis Samachas.
Talking about
Echodic or
not, it's not
true. It's just the first Eid Abodah. Yeah, we'll push it. Kiss me Eid Abodah,
because Lashon
Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying,
the discussion
is put
in the Shulchan Aruch.
That's
talking about a case that it was before a full period.
He's saying in such a case, he just says, Pasha Shtein Kufzani, that's Seif Kufzani, Shtein Shulchan Aruch, that even that you have Vessas, even Vessas, even Vessas, Shein Ekovu, even Pam Achas, from a bedikah. But lamaisa by a kesem vada migufa shulchan aruch a rav is mekel that there's no bestness on it because he learns it's totally in being tamei mederaisa. However, he brings it to levush and the netiya the chazanish. This is pisrei tshuvas. Brings it to levush and the chazanish are noita that it should have bestness since it's vada migufa. So it seems as gufa machlekes, like, what's the chilek between some and they meant that included. But he also brings that Rabbi Yoshev is machmir on a bedika, then she has this. So far we have Chutshani, Rabbi Yoshev, Igris Moshe, and Shem Levi Lechatchil at least. However, the Badei Shulchan and the Shulchan Yitzchak are Meiko, Marakai. Marakai B'Shem Rechlan is out.
Was that
the Mekilim that brought Pesachei Tshuva are the Badei Shulchan, Menachas Yitzchak, and Marakai B'Shem Rechlan is out. How? I guess they're based on the Pesach Zuta. And the Menugal.
So after three times.
Only
after 3 times?
Right, Ruchai after 3 times they would be Machan. Ruchai after 3 times they'd have to be Machan because they can't get Mamish around Shulchan Aruch. They're all coming from that Vana when Shevet Levi's Duke from the Lavush or the Pesach Zuta's Lomdus of the Hari Besanim, but it's all totally in the fact that Vesha Sha'ina Kavu is more of a soft. The Ravikin who came to the Shulchan Aruch when it said Chutz Mi Kisme Eid HaBoduk meant Shloisha Pavim and not Pamachas. Which is Ukimtin Shulchan Aruch, and it's L'chayr not Mashmin Shulchan Aruch, and it's certainly not Mashmin the Rav and the Ramban with the Makar of Shulchan Aruch, but they're making L'chayr, you have to say that all the Mekilim are working backwards, Kilim. They're saying, we have basically a Minig of Gans Klal Yisrael, it seems no one's Makhish the Minig. The Minig was to be Mekil. So now we have to be Miyash of the Minig. So they're saying, okay, so we have the Pishazut, the Har, the Sabin, and the Asher Diuk and the Lavush. To be honest, the baby Shulchan Aruch didn't really mean what it says. I'm just saying it's very simple. They're all coming to L'chayr B'doichik to be Miyash of a Minun. However, once you have Rabbeisha, Chutshani, Rabbi Yashiv, who do not try to be Miyash of a Minun, they take Shulchan Aruch to Pshutai. I don't know if it's a posh.
Where do you see the Shulchan Aruch?
Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that the Shulchan Aruch.
That's just Vestas, is Vestas Kavua.
No.
That's not the regular
Vestas.
When you say
Vestas
time, it's
good time
to
Vestas Kavua.
That's
the Vestas
Kavua.
It goes after. No. If he says, Yesh, Ibn Sobish Vestas Chutz Mikis Me'er Abod, he's still saying all the Vestas. Bein Kavua, Bein Abod. I prefer to give a wash of the right and the Rambam, because Halei, Vahareu, Kiri'il, Chol Dov. And the Shulchan Aruch is coming from the right.
The Shulchan Aruch said that Kisomim go with the Vestas. Even 3 times.
Even 3 times.
So maybe when he contrasts in the body to that, he means in the same case.
But then a chiddush is that a kesem even after 3 times isn't enough. But where do you see that neida body means 3 times? The levush efshi you can be medayik that, but Shulchan Aruch is zecher levush shkia. The shmeres of Tari, Rabbi Shmuel Karpitz, is also machmir. brings a couple other machmir, brings their names, other times usually lists of names. he also quotes Rav Yashin.
The Midrash is still to be
made, right? The Midrash is definitely to be made. What seems to me is that when it's pretty mafurish, it's the kids of the Maskel.
Moshe
would
tell people the Chachidim should be worried for this. Prince
asked for Moshe. Moshe says, he says, Shteitin Shulchan Aruch Soif Simin Kuftzadi, that even Vesis She'edei Kavur is from a Bedikah.
I know, but he was only bringing that to prove a point that he was saying that if you didn't believe the David for the Riyo, then maybe your vessel started from before.
You can look at the Lashon Rigor Smoshe, but I think it's more worried that he's not only bringing in that case.
So I wonder if you're talking about the Chathil to be worried about.
L'chayim would say it's Bidiyah. L'chayim would say it's Bidiyah. Shulchan Aruch
tells people what it's
saying. Shulchan Aruch says any Bidiyah has vessels. So it seems.
In Shir Shalayim, the Sephardi Rav said that he heard Shir the Ravosner saying, "You don't have to be making, you don't have to be back on the chil." And the Sefer, he writes that you should be. Every time he writes it, he always writes, and the minhag is not to be.
It's true.
But
that
thing is,
I
tell somebody. You want to know?
I'm not chalila being married anyone's name on this book. But there is a steer between what someone says, supposedly said Balpeh, was printed in the Sefer, in a number of different places. In Shut and in Shurim or whatever.
In Shut also? Not in Shurim?
It's also
in Shurim. No, but he always said the minute is not to be. He said, the Shulchan Aruch says like this, but the minute is not to be. So if a person asks him,
Shut Shem
Leitz,
he'll base him in Pekas.
I don't know, but maybe he'll tell you that the Shulchan Aruch says like this, but the minute is not to be. So I'm not going to take him either.
The Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Zichur writes, both in Shurim and in Shurim, we'll have to be back.
But the minute is not,
he doesn't mention the minute is not, but he says he holds you should be mapped. And Rav Yashin says you should be mapped, and Igris Moshe says Poshit, and Choshoni just says Poshit that you should, like,
pass the Shulchan Aruch.
And I think that Poshit from the Ramban Raivit is Muchach, like Poshit and Shulchan Aruch. I think the Levush is not Muchach, not like Shulchan Aruch. And the Hari B'Sam Svar is a nice Svar, maybe, Echveis, you can go down and declare the Lomdism and the Sfeikus and the Chazakus and whatever. But if a Svar, but whatever it is, a Svar L'Chayr is connected to Rahman and the Raivet and the Shulchan Aruch. So I don't see how anyone can be made up of the Evid either. With Da'ati, one is Mukhayyim to be. Except Mishmer Sattara. I think it's Mishmer Sattara. Mishmer Sattara comes out with a bunch of nice tzuri. It says number one, a couple things. Number one, let's see.
Even though he himself is Machmer?
He's Machmer. He says he's Machmer, but he says like this. He says number one is. He says it's only a tip of the elbow that you don't have to be Machmer.
Why?
Less than a.
What?
But it's Cheskes Hamgosho. Or because it's not regular vessels.
What does it mean, tipa ba'ala?
The Lashon he says is not a tipa kechardo, el a kechatsi gris. I don't know where this is here from. This is B'Shem Rav Yashin. He claims this is Rav Yashin says. And he says if it was an aid and it was only pamachas, then you don't have to be chayshish for the erzerua, and not for the crazy placey, and not for laman aleph of the oida benedis.
So it's not a real
the
whole
dumper
anymore.
So all these things which are only chumras ba'alma, and Lachari's thing are only prepares chumras, so to take a chumra on something that Lamais in the beginning is not like that much you're not mechayiv. They're only chumras. So you don't take on a chumra al gabi, a negative thing.
Where did
you
get
from Shira? Shaz
the
Chut Hardel and the.
I don't remember.
I remember, was that if it had something to do with Vestas? Because it's not a. Because we're not. What's every Vestas is we're chashing the same thing is going to happen next month. If this was an unnatural Re'iyah, we're not chashing it's going to happen again. A drop over.
Maybe the Shaz and Shaz the title is. Really, in Halacha, in Poiskim, it comes out the Chalim has to make to those
things.
Only because the Minig. So here the Minig is not going to make it anyway, so here.
Can't I? We'll see when we get to those circuits and find if they're Minig, if they're dinner, if they're either in a boat, but whatever. Fine. Those were his two.
So that's even Lohakil Pikra.
No, but he's saying practically speaking. He's right. He's saying you have to be mapped, but the thing is, We'll see. Once you make up for all those things, for example, Shaver Levy says in Vestas, he says in his experience, Roiv Noshim cannot never have Re'ez by night. They have all the Roiv Noshim have all the Re'ez B'yoy. And he says, since Chayis or Kedosh were not Meshamash B'tesem B'yoy, so if you're not Macher for the Arzurua, then you never really invest this anyway. Because Ba'inus invests even the Chiluk Venishuk is more time. Hash is generally not doing by day. If you're not doing the Arzurua, then the Vestas cannot start again. Precious Avestis is, he uses it the other way. He uses that as a reason to doubt me Macher for the Arzurua. She loved him to shtak of Teres Vestas. But it's like based on this, one of the Metzias is, for Roy Ruben and Noshim, almost every month, you basically eliminate Vestas by saying, by taking on these coups, the Tzirufim, whatever you want to call them.
But it could be because they only find it in the day. The night, you won't notice. The morning, they wake up and they...
No, it's not, I don't think that's the
case. Shas Metzias against...
We're going to do the Vestas, we'll get there. It's true, but it's for a different reason. It's true, but it's for a different reason. It's not for that reason.
No, but they would have noticed, if it happened today, they would notice it's at night, or sometimes you're sleeping, why was not?
Fine, so Lafi Rayu and he is deity, I don't want to, but I don't see that someone, so you can use these, all the cools of the Shemesh Tarai, I have no problem with, but the Ikra I would find it hard to go against the Shemesh Tarai. Unless, again, as we'll see on this issue, if it's so close to the first Re'iyah that we can call it a Hemshech, the original Re'iyah. And not because the Chayitz Pasha, I'll tell you what is Pasha, and we'll have to see exactly how we'll back do it when we get more to Vestas. But let's take a case like this. Let's say an Isha made a Hefsek Tyra, and the next morning, Yom Rishon of Emunah, her first Bedika, let's take a very common case. The first Bedika of Shiva Nakia, the morning of the first day, she finds down. There, I think it's Pasha, less than the polling. Again, this is Be'ikur of Vestas, so here. Is the devil say that's a Hamshah division of the year? Or Hamshah Tyra wasn't the real Chazakah Shabbos Garmayim.
Well, I should have 3 days to be Musa
Garmayim. That we'll have to wait for Vestas to see whether she befestas by the song. But I'm saying, I'm taking an extreme case, less than the Pog. The next one, first day of Shabbat Nakim, I think less than the Pog, it should be a double portion. That's a Hamshah for the original Re'iyah.
Even though she was able to make Hamshah
Tyra. Yeah, because what does that mean? It means that for 5 minutes or something. You know, first it was mamish flowing, and then it was dripping every minute, then it was dripping every 5 minutes, and it was dripping every 10 minutes. So she managed to get it was dripping every 10 minutes. Or whatever. But it was never really this Garbayim Lagabe. We did a chazoka if she wouldn't have found anything next to
3 days.
If after 3 days she was already clean.
Yeah.
She waited 5 days, and then you could say that after it's 3 days she's already clean, but Etzem she's already.
No, then we'll have to learn Vestas the Gesugias. See, there is right there. How long in between? It's like other things also. We'll see. I'm just giving an extreme case without Lachara Lesman Napoleon, without having learned Vestas and then Moichs and whatever. We'll see that Lachara case posh. Lachara is posh, you can be big.
In Katana, you see that even if we do one day, according to Solo Shining, it could be 3 Vestas.
That's true, but that's. Okay, that's the finish.
Can you make on how far you go in? Only if it's all the way in. A little bit in, we're a masmer that it's like a rice.
You're saying why? Because it's less of a chashash
shabahardish. Yeah, less of a chashash. That's
the makom hardosha.
You're saying that's true. But some would say that even if you made a full bedik, it's not a something hardosha. And then I have something helpful. I hear a makom hardosha. Well, it could be this, but again, that's going to be on the tzad. That's on the tzad is enough to be this derais and drop on. And if the tzad is bothering the gufo, not bothering the gufo, so it's not going to help you anything.
Yeah, once it's bothering the gufo,
it's
enough.
Even a little bit of a bleak, but it's bothering the gufo, it's not a kesem. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, if you say that way, then a kesem bothering the gufo is also going to be, which the Piskei Tshuvas, I think I mentioned, brings down the shame.
Who says bothering the gufo is a problem? It's not an aversion.
Someone here brought Pischei Tshuvas brings it b'shem the levush and then the tea of the chazanish.
Badin miguf is enough.
Even a kesem badin miguf is going to have vessels. It's a shochan of chaz not like that.
All these achleidim they only machmir. You won't be maker, right? That's your kill vessels.
That's not so pashy either. That's not so pashy. It's not a kill vessels. Although, if I remember correctly, Mishmer Sitar, when he brings Lemaisa, I was Medayif, when he brings Lemaisa, when Yosh agreed to him, whatever, I was Medayif, was Taka only Lechumra. Where did I mark? I think I marked it here in my notes. Yeah, he only brings Lechumra, not Lechumra. Right, he says that you still have to count Ein Abengus and Aflogo also from the original Re'ia Gemurah. So he's Machmer both ways. That's what Mishmer Sitar says.
Fine.
Well,
the
Lechaber
Pashtus meant the
Chumra
and the
Kula. Can't then. He's taking the Minigam Yisla Chumra. He's not taking the Minigam Kula, he'll take the Minigam Chumra. What's that? He's taking the Shemur Boyosh.
No, that's
yeah. Okay, so the kids say, okay, that was Sif Mandala for you, without Sif Mandala, other than the Taz was the easy Sif. It was Reina Gela Maisa, and it was, well, Gishmak Sugiya, that's my opinion, is Kinegit Minagayu, but, okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay, sure.
The Taz, the Taz, the
discussion with the Shas, covered up, how the Shas attacks the Taz Israelis. It says, can we do it for all the Taz Israelis? I agree with this thing. Is it saying how we do it for the Taz Israelis?
Yeah. Yeah. The biggest part of
the Arizona Kazir Yehuda, according to what the
Senator
Shira reported,
the biggest part of the Arizona Kazir
Yehuda,
according to
the Rizal. So, when he says
the
big deal,
that
they watched it before
they put it. They want to say, but I mentioned that, Mishnah. They want to bring a raya from the fact that by Kibbutz, we say Kibbutz Shalom is Kibbutzika. But that's a different Kibbutzika. That's not Kibbutzika of Eira Bodhik. That's Kibbutzika of the Yisrael, who's Kodesh, who's Bechaz, because she's Boydik before she goes back and tells you if you're the Zakas. So a Kibbutz Shalom is a good enough that you condemn on in your left that there was nothing there from before. But that doesn't tell me, but according to the Rajbo, even if you took it from a makom that's bechaz to snaki, that's not enough unless someone was baidik.
Well,
He says or he doesn't bring the eye from there. But that's not the same boduk as in Eina boduk. It's two different ideas. You can't use the same word.
He's saying that we don't need you to check it anymore because you only needed someone to check it when it was a kal kvisa, but if it's a good kvisa, so you don't need someone to check it, for sure it came out.
But again, the Rambam said being bechezkas noki isn't enough. It has to be bechezkas,
yeah,
it has to be bodok.
It's not bechezkas noki, it's mamish noki.
It's just like it's better than havar shemis yamoni,
they won't tell
you the thing
because it's too strong. It's
partially
too strong, it's
partially
bodok. It's clean as anything.
I mean, the Rambam's case, when you took it from a mokum, it's chazkasa yinoki, that's such a chazaka gemura. It seems like the Rambam, you need a
bechezkas noki. He's in the case where there was never a bedika.
There was never a bedika, but you took
right,
it from
so there you don't know. Here there was.
How do you not know? It has a chazaka. You took it from a mokum that was bechezkas noki. Chazkas. Chazaka. 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 In deep terror, chazaka is like a idea.
But so chazkas noki doesn't make a bedika, but nikius a mice and nikius makes a bedika.
You see, a mice is like a bedika b'payo.
It's much better.
Is
one is like a
hanhozo. This is not a good thing.
It's clean. You know it's clean. She had a kosher. Why should you consider it an ancient Buddha? Sofik,
there's no Sofik here. It would pack the Losh
Rashba. Yeah, but so it's a Kasha in the Rashba, but then the Svala can't be. She did a Bidika.
Then I want to get on, I want to go to Sugiv Kiduach, so I only have 20 minutes left until they start that Yadika. Funds, I mentioned at the beginning that by Hazar, I want to try to pull together the issue of Kiduach. I don't know how many people had time for it, but at least some people did, I know, a little bit. So this is a nothing personal here, but there's two issues of Kiduach. One of them we went into a little bit more back b'shaitei, and that was not the one that I'm going to speak about today. And that's the issue of whether Kiduach is called, or any other vada migufo, is still has a shear of bris, on which, just to briefly summarize what I said a month ago or so, 2 months ago maybe by now, is that it's lefi adius daiti. Since everybody passes the bezmanas and we still have a shear gris, even though machalos are not moths, it means we're passing the mil tzedaka. It's loy gazru. It's loy gazru. So imkein who are the in every vada migufa, like the mil tzedaka himself says, and the halacha should be that even vada migufa is tar pachas migris. Even though probably most hiding a place where machmor and kesem vada migufa, but at least only be machmor for that in the case like. The Moshe says, if you know that it's really vada migufa, which practically speaking is almost never going to happen.
I mean,
Rabbi Moshe didn't touch anything anywhere around Nei Simoka, which is not Yeshua Tzatzik. So, practically speaking, I think, even though I won't say against all the Hagigah Pesach, but practically speaking, I think, if you use Moshe's Tziruf, it's not going to be the Ger. But that's not the issue I wanted to get into now, because we really spoke about that a while ago. I want to get a different issue. It's an issue of what's going to be by, she found more than a gris on the kiduach, but it was with toilet paper, which is Eina Makabel Tovah, or even better, it was colored toilet paper, which is Tzavua, in addition to being Eina Makabel Tovah, or it was Tzavua, it was Makabel Tovah, if you want to come up with such a case
it's
also.
Not
Achal Meir. Right, let's say it was not Miyad Achal Meir Aglaim, which is, we'll get into Kuf Tzadi Aleph more, if there's any Chashash HaGosh. I mean, mentioned a little bit back by Kuf Begim, we'll touch it again in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. If there's a chashash hargosh of miyad achar meir aglaim, but and what's called miyad achar meir aglaim? But without getting to the chashashes of deraisa, is there any problem? So there's a lot of svarim that seem to not understand even where the shaila starts. Melchus Pita, the Kinyan Torah, Lachem Nesimla Lachara, Igris Moshe, they all seem to have never posited it. Even like the Sinai Tavern, the crazy place where Machmer and Pachsmi. Grizz, because there's no chashash ma'achaylis, but Eina Mekabel Tumen and Tzivun, Tzivayinim, L'kulei Alma is a Lai Gazru. L'kulei Alma is a Shum Lai Gazru. And Chazal will go, who cares? Kinuach, Abak Kinuach, Vada Niguf, and Abak. Lai Gazru, there's no chashash ha'gosh, she didn't go inside, and there's no, so it's
a castle. Where's the Moshe?
The Grizz Moshe is in Chelot Dalad, Simon Yud Zayin, Ois Yud Dalad. It's the truth about tissue paper, toilet paper.
He's talking about
Kinoach with toilet paper. And he says, like the Chavis Dalad, like the Chassam Seifer, the paper is never Makabel Tumah. And even when those who say, usually it's been our toilet paper, it's Chad Kamin, and isn't it? His body's not Makabel Tumah, so the Mengel, there's no problem with Chassam with toilet paper. He doesn't mention any possibility that anything could possibly be wrong with it. And Lechayra, that's pattern in this old Lechem Simlach. Lechem Simlach says by a bedi, he says at least on the side you're going to go like the Netta Shashuim, who holds the lady can make a bedika and say, I know I didn't have a hargasha, so it's going to be the Tzvane Drepon. And he says, so if a lady made a bedika with an aid that's pachas mi gimel al gimel at zbois, or gimel mi gimel al tfachim, if it's not semu pishna, which is our aidim, or if it was tzavua. He says, according to Netta
Shashuim, you wrote in the Anishoya, the Minag Ashkenaz, the Machmer Gimel, Gimel, Tzbois, even Natsum, Mishnah.
Okay, could be.
Yeah?
No, that's by Paz, that you turned him into a clean Makubo.
Okay, that's what I'm not going to get to that. Fine. If the Chalif it is,
Don't you have a
big
amount of
Natsum?
Made it worse.
We're not talking about enough Natsum. We're going to talk about a situation with no Chashash there, I suppose.
And now, what's
the
gather of that?
How much? I don't know, 7 feet. A large
amount,
whatever that is.
What was that?
The Hadith is from saying, it's not, I saw just there, that one. Kiskei Chuvas. No, Kiskei. this guy what? What's the name? The art school begins it. It says exactly how big the pig is.
What?
What? Four. Say it. I think if this is somewhere with three, and Rebbeisha says seven, somewhere else he says half a dollar, and there's a machlokes that's seen better coin that's a half dollar coin, or if you bet the half of a dollar bill. Kids, yeah. Nobody knows. But,
well, no one knows what?
How big is enough that we say that here, there's a cloud that if a lady has a vest, we assume she had hargosha.
Ah, that.
How much down is already considered a period that we assume she had hargosha? If it's a lot, whatever a lot is. Okay. But.
So we're talking about less than a lot, more than
a lot. Less than a lot, right. Whatever is that a lot.
How much is that?
So. So isn't it, what's the problem? What could possibly be the problem? I guess really the problem starts with Chesh Ve'efer. Chesh Ve'efer basically says, he says, I don't know, as long as I was in Yerushalayim, I spoke to all the Bnei who were in Yerushalayim, never found anybody who was bakel on a kinuach. Okay.
Who was the
Chesh Ve'efer? He was the Rav of London. He was the Rav of Kedassi in London. He did Shimush by. He grew up in Yerushalayim. He went to Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He was lifted a couple years ago. He's roughly contemporary Shevet Levi. Learned by, he did Shimush by Yerushalayim. What? Chassidisho. Chassidisho is Belzim. He's a shtickle in Edenik. He did Shimush by a lot of the Edenik. He did Shimush in Maris by the Tapuka, so he's a big maker of Maris. Pesach Shar is his Edenik. He's the shroud of the Pesach Shar. It's good. In general, it's a pretty good safer. This one I got. This one I didn't like, but in general, I like the safer. And here he says, I never found that anyone was nekel on kiduach. Why not? So he says, well, he says because if a lady saw a kesem on her leg and she couldn't get a good look at it, so she wiped it onto a piece of tissue paper so she could see it. Because it was on her face, the back of her thigh, the bottom of her thigh. He says, it's partially the fact that right now it's on a davar she'ena makabel tumah, but that's not going to be mitar the kesem. It was originally al basar. So he says, so what did every time a lady does kiduach? Where did the dam come from? She just wiped her skin. So where did the dam come from? It came from her skin. So it's a kesem adnitz al basar. Kesem adnitz al basar is going to be his tumah. It doesn't help. Then afterwards, you transfer it to
skin inside also welcome skin.
He's talking about people who are fine.
I don't know. There's any question. You're not talking about
who you're talking about. He was always welcome, but always welcome. She wiped yourself. Who knew always welcome? Standard case.
Are you saying that kinoch also mokom also touched the outside of the skin, or are you saying because it was in touch? Which bizarre?
It only touched the outside of the skin. We're talking about kinoch. We're not talking about bedik. She didn't go bifdim. Mm-hmm. She didn't go inside the
so whatever was on the outside, she wiped off.
Right. Okay. See, the simply goes even away. Goes even inside. That was simply she made it lefidat netash hashuv. If she made a bedika with an eight shein of the kabel tumer tzivoidi and found dam on it, even she's going to be tar.
If she knows she
never got it. If she knows she did, like Natasha Shuman, she knows she never got it.
That's kind of cool, though.
That's a bit cool.
Like the Natasha
Shuman
plus.
He doesn't say it with nice. He said, like the Natasha Shuman come out like that. But say, but so here it is, but Bibachot, Koshkin should be taught. He doesn't call, I don't know what he doesn't say this, picked up Al Basara, Al Basara Chreisish, but I don't know. If she's a Kesem on the inside of the Praise, they should also be coming if she said I knew it was there. What's the difference? Mitzat Shini, I just have to point out that he has this reason chiddush that it's going to be called the kesem adnitza al besar. So to be fair, the Minchas Pitim, the Kenyan Torah, the Lech, the Simple, the Igros Moshe, none of them even bring such a svar to shlug it up. So I don't know. Maybe it's not muchud. They argued on the svar. They never thought of it. But I think Mitzat Shini's pashas is they didn't think of it because it was mufka. I mean, I don't understand the svar b'chal because avad we always go by shas metzir. When was the Metziah? The Metziah is when you saw it. So I thought, my first impression was that the Chesh Ve'efer was not as ridiculous, because it's probably, the Chiluk is so obvious. In the case where she saw it on her thigh and transferred it to the toilet paper, so the Metziah said Kesem was al-Basar, then afterwards she transferred it. Whereas in the case where she did a Kiduah, then she actually had no idea there was anything there. So about the Shas Metziah said Kesem was first on the toilet paper. So there, it's poshut. We always go by Shas Metzir. And I don't understand this Tzushta, Bechla.
No, she found it without seeing it. She knew there was something wet there. Because she couldn't see, so she wiped.
In that case, I'm mess. If she felt something of the sort, she wasn't sure. Maybe it's Miraglan, maybe it's Dan. And she went to the... In that case, I hear a Bokum Trimach. I don't know if Shas Metzir is totally seeing it. I hear a Bokum Trimach in such a case.
The Amishom said, see with your eyes.
In that case, I hear a Mokum Lahach. But in the case of the way Chesh Mevri describes it, I never hear any Mokum Lahach nor Bechlal. The lady, every time after she goes to the bathroom, she wipes herself, and poof, she looks at the toilet paper which her rabbi told her she shouldn't. Her college teacher told her she shouldn't, or whatever, and she happens to see a big red spot there. I don't understand how that can be called Din Tzal Basar. Okay, sure. Because I thought even the Minchas Yitzchok, who's Machmer, he's got a Machmer on Kinuach, as they bring him down. But if you look at the Minchas Yitzchok inside, he's not Machmer for the Chesh Veifetz reason. He brings three reasons to be Machmer.
Where is the
Minchas Yitzchok? Minchas Yitzchok is Chelik Hei, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Ois Gimel, the second half of Ois Gimel. But he says three reasons. Number one, because the Chesam Sefer is Machmer and Tzivayim, he's only going to be Tzivayim, not in a Mechava Tzivayim. The Chesam Sefer is Machmer and Tzivayim, Somach Lagufa, called Shabbat Kiduah. Except that, as we mentioned before, the Chesam Sefer is talking about Lechat Childa Pidiyan. Oh well, sorry.
He himself says that.
Lechat
Sefer himself says
He's the one that says even the only one who mentions that is the Chesam Sefer.
Someone asked in the Shaila, how do you go with the Chesam Sefer by Tzivayim or not? And he says, Beferish, that we go like those places can teach not the Chesam Sefer, the Chesam Sefer, not the Chesam
Sefer. Okay, so what is
right inside, with the Chesam
Sefer,
even
with the Chesam Sefer?
Yeah, he's the one that...
Yeah, it's Tzivayim, it won't be the first year of the Chesam Sefer, okay, but here he said, there's three reasons to be Machmer Kinuach. Number one is the Chesam Sefer, which he understands here, but this is true, that was to be with the Chesam Sefer. Or at least maybe the Chesam Sefer is B'diyam. All is sued from your L'chera, Shtikol Shvah. Number two is because he says there's a machlokes of Kinuach is Kibbidim. And maybe Kinuach is their eyes. I don't know, I mean, halacha, there's this really such a machlokes, but...
Ramosha seems to say something like that because he says in the case where a woman dried herself with some shash that it went in a little bit. He says it in a different one, in the Chiluk Av Zari Gimel.
Said it.
Why would he talk about Kinuach Eir Glaim? He doesn't mention that. That's a problem. But he does. He entertains it that it could be she dried herself and it could be went inside.
And his third reason is because he said...
What? And he says because the rule won't help you. It's very funny because by Kinuach Eir Glaim he's making it. He causes Kinuach Eir Glaim. If it's there with Kinuach Eir Glaim inside, so that Kinuach Eir Glaim doesn't help.
The
two things.
He clearly says
that Shasha Gosh is a
different
person.
So the third reason.
It's not a regular kinuah.
The third reason brought up in the Chassid is because why is she wiping herself the sword just into the bed? So it's Miara Chamera Glein. Maybe it's going to be close enough to be called Shalom Chamera Glein. Mufida Sheet is that Shalom Chamera Glein is Chash Dereis. She's wiping herself into Chash Dereis. But none of his reasons are because it's called the Tzal Basara. I think the only one I found. No, there was actually another one I found.
But this whole. His Shiloh was after Meir Glein? It wasn't after
Meir Glein. He seems to say, I don't know, you wonder what if only two of his three chashashas, I don't know. I mean, and what if she waited 2 minutes after, which is, I mean, Ramosha will see when we get the Kupsari Alephos that she was extremely short. Okay, it's not to pass like Ramosha. I'm going to get a chance to look up all the Maram Makarnas, but Cheshvei went through, Knei Bison seems to agree with the Cheshvei, right?
He's talking about a Begit Sabua less than a Gris, or that
more than a Gris? More than a Gris. I mean, less than a gris is a different issue. He's talking about even more than a gris.
Wouldn't all those timing apply even if it was less than a gris?
Sure. I think that the first half of the Jordan was talking about possibly gris. But when he talks about Savur, he says it's kosher lahakel for these three reasons.
Same reasons apply.
Okay. Also, they bring that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is also mashed with poshut. There's no problem with it. Prideya, Darki Tshuva. It's a big, there's a lot of making, who's Bam? The Cheshvet is the first one really to bring these svaras. They both seem to agree with him, although I didn't have a chance to get to the Tshuva inside. And according to Mishmeres HaTara, he brings it, the Cheshvet, the Rabbi Yosh is also Mach, but he says that their diuk is from the Lashon of the Sidre Tara. Where the Sidre Tara says a Lashon of, he says, by the sugi word, the niyar is mekabel tovo. He says, the Siddur Torah says niyar is not mekabel tovo. Therefore, kesem that's found on niyar is tahira. If it was nimtza shaloi al yedei bedika v'kiduach.
Who says this?
Siddur Torah.
Because
he's experiencing anything. Oh, so that's the first time. He times the Siddur Torah and the shikasa. He holds it, Tumas Masit, and Kiduach Tak would be Tomei, would make it the Kabbal Tumah, but what's going to be Tzivayin and not?
Had Kamal showing over the Siddur Torah, or they said anything else? That's what he said?
That's
the deal. Yeah, that's
the deal. He doesn't finish why.
Why Bidik of the Kiduach?
Yeah.
Well, then it would be there, I mean, Pashas, because then it would be Daraisa. Bidik at least, because it would be Daraisa.
Kiduach for sure doesn't mean, it's not another name for
no, that's different. That's a different problem, which Mishmeres HaTara doesn't mention. I want to mention, and just in general, something I find a lot of times with Heintigers, I think, make a mistake, and it's something I want to warn the oil of never to make this mistake, is whenever, don't assume that because two Sfarim use the same word, that they mean the same thing. Because one person's Kiduach, when we talk about Kiduach, we mean Kiduach Mibachotz. But it's clear that the Gemara, numerous Rishayim, use the word Kiduach to mean Bedika. I mean, I can't look. As another example, we started this year with Sif Nun Dalad. What does Sif Nun Dalad call Eid HaBolek? Call it Kisme Eid HaBolek. Ksavim! It's not a Kesme, it's not a regular Bedika. It's a Deraisa. At least the Sophic Deraisa, whatever. Sophic Deraisa, maybe. It's. Words, different Rishayim, Acharyim, Gemara can use the same word to mean different things. So you can't assume that because we use the word kinuach to mean kinuach mibachutz, and when the Mishmeres talks about kinuach, he means kinuach mibachutz, but then when the Siddur Torah used the word kinuach, he davka meant kinuach mibachutz. He could have meant a bedika b'loy chayim mizdokin. So that's why he says bedika v'kin. You say, oh, he said bedika, now what's the difference? So bedika could be b'chayim mizdokin, and kinuach would be not chayim mizdokin. Which we will see in Kuf Pei Zion is very negative. There would be a kind of kashrus where you have to do it miyad. Similarly, we had Gimel Noshim to meet the Achzus to the Bdika miyad. What does Kiduach there mean? Does Kiduach mean mibachot, or does it mean not Chayim Mustok?
It's not time for the
Chayim Mustok. Right. But it is Bifnim then. So Kiduach is Bifnim.
The problem was that the Gemara said there wasn't enough time to get there, so it's. Going into
the words can mean different things. So I don't. First of all, number one is the Mishmeres HaTara. So I don't think the deal for the Siddur Torah is a deal. Number one, for the Mishmeres HaTara's reason, and number two, because the word Kinuach could mean Medina. What it does in this case, I don't know if it's Mu, but the Siddur Torah is not Mucha for the Siddur Torah. Put it this way: where do you see? You know, the Siddur Torah is not Mu. Again, we brought Pashtus. Again, Pashtus is from the Berachas Pitim, the Lach Mesivla, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Igros Moshe, and the
that
Kinuach is going to have is going to be tar on Eidah Mekabel Tumah on Tzivayin. I certainly don't see any Hechreach in the Siddur Torah to be Mechadish and Uchashash that maybe for some reason Kinuach should be called Nimtza Al HaGuf for some other reason to be Machmor on a Kinuach on Tzivayin of Eidah Mekabel Tumah. Hey, you want to tell the Siddur Torah could go either way, but say it. To go either way is not a reason to be mechadash and ducho. So the Meila, it seems to me that there's no reason to be machadash. No, but just I wanted to point that out. At first I thought that this story was completely ridiculous, but then, unfortunately I didn't bring that page of notes with me, but I don't think we don't have time to read go through names or whatever. But Sif Nun Aleph, where we had the sugya of Shloshi Noshu Bimita Achas, so there it's an Imbodka Miyad, Ubotzit Hoyer, Ubotzit Tmeya, let's say the case of Ubotka Miyad, Ubotzit Tmeya, so Shai is to be assumed that the Dab came right, so we say there that she's Matzel everybody else. And the Shai comes, Machoikis Rishaynim already, what if it was by Chaluk that they were Lokshu Zeh Achar Zeh, So now, even if she's bodk miyad, it's miyad after metziyah sekesim, but it's not vadek, not miyad after yitziyah sekesim. So her bodk miyad tells me, what does it tell me already? It doesn't tell me that she was tamei already at the time the kesim happened. So then, lachara, and it's machlokes rishayim, and it comes out, it's machlokes nachmanim, and how we pass it. Does it bodk have to be miyad after the metziyah, or miyad after at least the possibility of the yitziyah? Chazanish brings a case of what if they found the dam, even by Shloish and Osha, the Mita Achas together, but what if the cat, they woke up in the morning and found dried blood on the sheet? So Vade the dam came out hours ago. Does it still help to do B'dik of the
Yad? He says no.
Not what?
He says it doesn't work.
He says it does help.
No.
He says it does help, because it's Miyad from the Metzir. He holds everything goes by Metzir Sekes. What does that have to say? He holds that everything goes by Shas Metzir Sekes. However, is it to Machoikas Rishayim, there's a number of Achayim who don't go that way. So I want to tell you, it could be that the Achrayim who say that we sit there and make Cheshbonos, well, the Kesem must have come out a couple hours ago, or a couple days ago, and that's not enough. Could be over here, they would say, so it's not such a blanket rule, we always go both to Shas and Metzias the Kesem. Mitzad Sheni is from the other Rishayim, which Lachar is Stima Shulchan Aruch, and is what's Rav Paiskin Paskin, that we do go both to Shas and Metzias, there Lachar Kolshekin, we should go by Shas and Metzias here, and it should be Pashat from the Tarek. So Lechayim and Metzias Lechayim is night that there's no bakum to be machmir on Lemaisa on Kiduach the Tzivayim or the Kabbalah.
Even if you're going to say back there, let's say Yavish is a problem, that could be because in order to have a Tliya, you need a Vaday Tliya.
You need
a Sotik is not enough.
B'shas, yeah.
Those are Mekul there.
Very close to the Mekul here. Those were machmir there, it's not even Muchach to be machmir there. But Epshir Ulay, a bakum to say that there isn't this blanket rule in the next one, everything goes Bosse Shas Mitzir. There is an episode of bakum to start making Cheshbayas. Episode
that you see from Ulay.
Epshir, episode.
You want to be told that it came from her, so it has to be that she's Vaday.
But okay, I hear. But I'm thinking, you want to take it from Zudal, but he's more of a Raya than Mekul. But there is an episode of bakum to say Epshir Ulay is a tzad to be. I saw about the Lemaisa that
I think is
not all. I have listed.